Daf Tes Amud Beis. Omer Abaye, Hani Chavrin B'Vavloi, the people come in Bovil, Leman Diyomat Filas Arvis, they said over, the people hold that Davani Marv is only Rishus, is Kivun D'Shorun Lehem Anayu. As soon as they unbuckle their belt, is Lo Matrichin Lehem. We're not Matrich them anymore to go Davan Marv. It's because they came home at night, and vice versa, they used to sit down, and before they ate in Bovil, they used to unbuckle their belt. The person came home and sat down, unbuckled his belt, will not matriach him again to go put on his belt of Davar Marav. So Rashi, L'man diyomar tfilas arvis rishus, b'masech to brochus, v'yad machlokes negemor brochus, v'vnei shi keneged hekter chalovim, because Davar Marav Rabbanu Masakin keneged the burning of the korbanos, v'yemurim shein makvin kaprosim. It's not the yikah of the kaporah. The yikah of the korban is doing the zrikas adam, bringing, burning the meat, that's only a mitzvah, but it's not makiv. So what then they hold tefillas marav is only rishus. Is le matrichinin le, to try shela hafsik, to tell them to stop. El yigmor, they could finish their suda, v'yachat kach yispal, and later they'll continue, later they'll daven. Is once they unbuckle their belt to sit down to eat, we're not matriach them now to tie the buckle up again and daven marav first. We tell them, finish your whole suda. And when you finish the soda, then you'll daven marav. For the Gemara, Oleman diyam machleiva matrichinin lei. You're only saying this if you hold tefillas arav, marav is a rishus. Mashma, if you hold tefillas arav is a choiva, then we tell them, even though you started to eat, you have to stop eating and daven marav. For the Gemara, for tefillas mincha, to the kula yal machleivi, to daven mincha, everybody holds is a choiva. You have to daven shachra, say mincha, that's a choiva. Can they get tomet shal shachra and tomet shal ben habayim? And still the Mishnah says, Utnam, in Mishrimu, if they started to eat, even after the Zaman Mincha, when the beginning of Mincha Gedolom, that they weren't supposed to. But if they already started to eat, is Alocha Ein Mafsikin. We don't tell them to stop their Suda. They're allowed to continue their Suda, and they'll daven Mincha after the Suda. So what are you saying if you hold Tefillas Arvis is Rishus? We don't tell you to stop the Suda, but rather finish the Suda, then daven Mariv, Mashmif Mariv is the Chayva. We tell you to stop eating. And daven marav, why is marav worse than mincha? Mincha is also a chayva, and mitchila, you're not supposed to start eating before you daven mincha, but if you started eating, we say you're allowed to finish. V'yoma Rabbi Chanina, mishiyate chagura. We had before, what's called like in Bovel, what's called you started your suda, that you don't have to stop the suda to daven mincha if you want to unbuckle your belt. That's called the suda started. So v'zoi, if marav is a chayv, it should be the same halacha. Even if you already unbuckled your belt, you should be mutter to finish your suda, and then daven marav later. And the Gemara now is a teretz. Hosom loy shchicha shichus. I'll tell you, over there by mincha time, it's not so shchich, it becomes shikr. So therefore we tell you, if you start a tita suda, you're allowed to finish it and daven mincha later. Aber hocha shchiach shichus. Mashenkin, by night time, if you first eat your suda, and then you worry about davening marav later, we're afraid maybe you become shikr in the middle of your suda, and you won't have time to daven. Strashi, lo shkiach shikrus, and derech lishtaker miboy joim. You don't get shikr in miboy joim. Lefikos, therefore, by mincha, even if you started to eat when you weren't supposed to, we tell you, goimer, finish your lunch, finish your suda. Abo balaylo, mashenkin at night time, also lishtaker besudosin. Now shkiach to become shikr. So we can't tell you first finish your suda and then daven marav. We're afraid you become shik and you won't be able to daven. Inami, another teretz the Gemara says is the mincha kivan the kfiya lo zimna. Without there's a special time when to daven mincha only until shkia. After that you can't daven. Is mirfas, people are afraid, they know they have to make the time lo yosel mifsha, and people won't be pasheya to miss the zman mincha. Mashenkin arvus comes about davening marav at night. Even the kula leila zman arvis, since you have the whole night time to daven mariv, is people take it easy. They'll come home at the beginning, I'll eat a little bit, and I'll worry about that. I have a whole night to daven mariv. Is lemir says people aren't afraid. V'yos lemivsha, you have the gemar brachis. You eat a little bit, you sleep a little bit, before you know it's the morning already. So since people are not so worried about daven mariv, they feel they have the whole night time, they are past the gzera that if mariv is a chayva, you'd have to stop eating until you daven mariv first. So Tzaddik asked the Kashi when he said of Marvaz Rishus, for a place I have to say Krishma at night, which is Zichad Yiraisa, so Tzaddik said, the problem is you already said Krishma. It's only after Rabbanu Dikadin of Davini Marv, the man Yamitz Rishus, you'll be Mutta. But Tzaddik says here, we had in Brachas also of Nir Lari, I feel the man the Yamitz feels Arvaz Rishus, is Ein Levat Lebechinim. Rishus doesn't mean that if you want to, yes, but if you don't want to, nothing's wrong. No, even Rishus means you have to. Bechinam, you shouldn't be mevatel. Ela b'shvil shum tzarech. Only if you have a big purpose, a good tzarech for missing, then you're allowed to miss. Kamoi b'shorim anayud hocha. If you untied, unbuckled your belt, it's a big tzarech to put it back together again, so you're mati you. Oy im yesh boy shum mitzvah shein averes. Yasa mitzvah. Or b'stam, for no purpose, avada b'chinam, you can't be mevatel mar. That means right, because Yaakov Avinu was mesakin to daven marav. Does not mistavre, but Yaakov was mesakin, we stop saying it's a reshus. If you want to, yes. If you don't want to, no. What Tzoy Shita is, even the talat's a reshus, mitchil avad yemachuyiv to daven, yemachuyiv to daven marav. Just that if you have a good purpose to miss it, you're allowed to miss it. Chet Gemara, maskevor of Ashi, tarichuso lemeser himenayu? Is it such a big tircho to put that on your belt? What are you saying? Since you took off your belt, you don't have, if it's a reshus, you don't have to daven marav. What sort of felt to put on your belt? V'yoyt, leku hochi v'litzli. So what? You took off your belt, you unbuckled your belt. So what? Daven the way you want now. Daven marav with an unbuckled belt. And the Gemara, Mishrim Shinema, the Pasuk says, Hikoy likras alakecha Yisrael. Prepare yourself, make hachonah before you go to daven. So therefore, you're supposed to have your belt buckled before you daven. Drashi, he can nikras lekecha, his nolofonav, make yourself look nice in front of Hashem before you daven. So Tzai speaks out, the Gemara really has two questions. Is it such a tircha to buckle your belt again? And the Gemara doesn't answer on that. But Tzai says, loichayish l'shmiya kushya kamaisa. Well, because it's true, if Tzvilas Arvus is only reshus, it's little of a tircha to buckle your belt. So we're not mechayiv you to do that tircha, rather finish your suda and daven marav later. But the Mara says the reason why you can't daven without your buckle, without your belt buckled, is because the felter in hikran likras lakechem. Before you come to daven, you have to prepare yourself. So Taisa says, mikan shetzorech laazar chalatzarsel kishim espalul, that you have to lechura put a belt around you when you daven. This is the meaning some people wear a gartel. As this then, as hika, and you're supposed to put an ezer like a belt around you. So teisa b'machzav vitri meforish that tam to be an ezer. How come you have to wear a belt? Shelo ye liba roye serva. So nu alocha that normal then they used to wear like the dress, even the men. So if you didn't have a belt around you, your lathe could see the erva. For dafka lehemzak teisa shelo hoyle mechnesam, they didn't wear pants. Lakach hayitzrichem ezer b'shatzil, they had to wear a belt around them to make a hefsek between the lave, the heart, and the ervon. Abul bidan, but us sheyesh to anu avneit shemechnesayim. We wear pins and we have a belt around the pins. And anu tzrichem lazer, we don't have to have a special gartel for davening, because our pins and the word din alach is brought down. Even if you're not wearing a belt, the pins is tight against your waist, so that not makes the hefsek that your lave can't see the ervon anymore. But since you have something tight, even your underpants that we wear also, since it's tight around you, it's called as a hefsek between your lave and the erva. Therefore, mikra din, there's no union even to wear a belt, bisman is there, and avada not to wear a gartel. But this is always brought down, it's a nusa the chsidus to wear a gartel. But the ikka halacha here, as only hikoin, is to wear a belt, to have some hefsek between you and the erva.
The Tosis tells you, you shouldn't even do it. I mean, there's no.
Don't say you shouldn't. You just say the need to, right? So the loch, if the Mishnah brings down the Zamachrim, they say a milsa techsidus, there is to do it, yeah. That's what he brings down. But another pshat is, some Rishonim learn here is that's only Bivnei Bavol, that they were Shchiach a whole day to wear an Ezel. Like they used to wear a belt around them a whole day. Then it's not nice to take it off for Shas Davening. If you wear it a whole day, you should wear it for Shas Davening also. But us, though, if you don't wear a belt the whole day, then there's no inyan to wear it for Shas Davening. So it'll be the same time for a gartel also. If you wear a gartel the whole day, then it's inyan to wear it zikr for Shas Davening. If you don't wear it the whole day, mikra din, you wouldn't have to wear it for Shas Tvilim. But that's when it brings down, that's a milso, the chassidus, people do it. But halacha yamachu yisub. Right? Rava ba Rav Huna, Rami Puzmiki, he used to put on a nice pair of socks. Then he went to daven. Omar, he said, the Pasuk says, prepare yourself before you go daven. So Toi says, Rami Pozver, Mikan Yesh Lechiyach Shein Lespal Yochu. You're not supposed to daven barefoot. That's the Bizoim, that's daven in front of Hashem barefoot. Elo V'tisha Bav Yom Kippur. Only on Tisha Bav. In a Kippur you have a heta to daven barefoot. But Azoi, Al Tikon, you're supposed to at least wear socks. Rather Hank, you're supposed to wear shoes also already. Without you wear a whole day shoes, it wouldn't be nice to make yourself look less than you are a whole day. So about you should wear shoes also for Shasha Davin. Shashi Rama was making nice and on pillows, chashuvim ragla. You put fancy, nice, the kovadik socks on. Right? Rob. Yeah, okay. It's a mustach sidus, you're right. He doesn't know here to do it, though. It's not pshan the Gemara, though. Gemara's talking about his. That's a different halacha. That's halacha, right? That's halacha he's supposed to. That's not this. That's he's supposed to. Right? Rami. Rava Barafune Romi Puzmiki Yomatsli. He took off his Puzmiki before he started Davin Shmoneh Esrei. His Puzmiki Pashim means a fancy. I forget. Well, we just says Rava. There's the shoes right here. Rava Ravi shot the Glima. Rava threw off his Glimis or his top coat. Ofocha Yode. He put his hands together like this. Omatsli David. Omar, he said Kaavda Kami Mori. He's like an Eved that has Yira afraid of his Odin. So he daven in front of Hashem, but there is hachno. So Rashi, shodi glima, mashlech adartam yolo. He had a fancy, very nice top coat that he took off before he daven. Shlo yira kechoshiv. He didn't want to look too choshiv in the eyes of Hashem. And vayto porcha yodei, choyvek yodei vetzvot. Like put his hands together like this. Keodem hametzdayer miyemus rabbi. Like you're afraid of your rabbi. Like you're begging from a rabbi. That's the way he stood by daven. We'll soon see how we feel it. Omar Kav the Kami Mori. Omar Rabashi. Chazdinin lel Rav Kana. I saw Rav Kana like this. He could tzara v'yam. One of the bad times in the world is not Sholem Boilam. It's more than a locha. That's because Zman is there. There's no Sholem. It is Shadi Glima. Then he acted the Yira like in front of an Eved. An Eved in front of his rabbi. That he took off his Adark. He took off his Choshev atab Degin. Ofor Chayod. He put his hands together. Omasli Davin that way. Omar, he said, Kav de Kami Mori. Since I have to ask Mispawa for Rachma, for Hashem, I'm asking like an Evan in front of another. Or the Kika Shalma, when there's Sholem and Klai Yisrael in the whole world, when there's peace, then Lovish, he used to make himself Adarab look like a king, wear the nicest things possible. Or Mischasi or Misate from Atzli. He put the Ituf on him, a nice beg, and he davened that way. Omar, because he said, the prophet says, Hika Nikras Lakech Yisrael. Prepare yourself before you daven in front of Hashem. Lamais is brought down that today is called the Mokim Shlo. It's not called the Mokim Shalma. It's not peace now. There's always fighting. There's always Mokim Soros. So merely you're supposed to talk about Damash Manasseh Matila with your hands like this in front of an Evid. What's about wearing the clothing? The Locha about you're supposed to wear nice clothing. Still Pasikun. Just we don't have this Sinib. If someone have a special top coat that he only wears to look Mamish tip top the best time, that maybe you shouldn't have to wear Bishas Davini. Because we don't have to look that Choshim in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But a kohen is supposed to wear nice clothing. You're not supposed to wear dirty clothing. It's supposed to look nice in front of Hashem. Rava's mara, Rava chazil Rav Hamnuna de Komarach Petlusa. Rava saw that Rav Huna was davening a very long Shmon Esrei. Omer yatainas on him. Menichin chayyela, he leaving over chayyelam. Poshta means learning Torah. Torah which is the gate chayyelam habo. And voice can be chayyeshor. He being oisig in davening tefillah that's only the gate chayyelam hazeh. What are you daven for panoso, for sholem, in this world? So how come you're leaving over learning a Torah to daven? So the more of a husav, and that's the maskona, zman tefillu l'chud, zman Torah l'chud. He also know, it's true, you're supposed to learn Torah, but there's a zman for davening also. So there's zman Torah l'chud, zman tefillu l'chud. Trashi chai yoylam, even before Trashi, chai yoylam, Torah, Tefillah tzarech shohi lerefuah l'sholom mazaynus. What are we daven for? That Hashem should give us refuah, give us sholom, give us mazaynus. That's purposes of this world. Hashem can learn in Torah the Karen Kayemus l'elam abo. He gets chus l'elam abo. That's more choshev. And he answered back, no, there's a zman for both of them. So some say for one say the machloekas of Bitolus, the famous machloekas Rambam and the Ramban, that the Rambam learned is the mitzvah essay midiraisa to daven. You have a mitzvah essay to daven. The Ramban learns no, there's no mitzvah essay to daven. It's only with the Rabbanan, the whole Chiyuv, we daven three times a day. The mitzvah derives is just if you have a tzorah, something's bad happening to you, then like midiraisa, you mechuyav to daven to Hashem to help you from the tzorah. But a chiyav to daven every day midiraisa you don't have. So the first man, the Yama, held by the Ramban that there's no real chiyav to daven every single day. So mainly he held the Iker is learning Torah. So don't daven so long, even though the Rabboni is supposed to daven, don't daven so long. And he answered him back, no, Zaman Torah l'chud, Zaman Tefillah l'chud means that midiraisa is the chiyav to daven every single day. So that's also midiraisa to have the chiyav to daven. Mela, there's no chiyav, mitzvahs are not doicha Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is not doicha mitzvah. When it comes to doing a mitzvah, you can't say, I'm learning Torah now. Torah didn't tell you to learn, but Shashi have to do the mitzvahs. Right. Now, the Lamai says, like this last Torah, we hold Zaman Torah l'chud, Zaman Tefillah l'chud. You have to daven as long as you have kavana, the best you could. Then you have to learn the best you could. But Rabbi Yirmiyah have Yosef came with Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah was sitting in front of Rabbi Zeira. The Vayaski b'shmaita, and he was hearing a shir. Rabbi Yirmiyah was hearing a shir from Rabbi Zeira. His nagel etzluya came right before shkia. It came late. He was afraid that he's going to miss mincha already. Got before shkia. The heavy komisariv Rabbi Yirmiyah. So he went up. He left shir. He got to get ready. It's a trashi misariv b'mahir lama. He started to get up ready to go daven mincha. Rabzeira kindness to him. You're leaving my shir to go daven mincha. Neser ozne mishmoya Torah. Somebody that goes away from learning Torah, gam tefilosa tueva, yishna Hashem will listen to your tefila either. So your kindness on him. How come you left the davening early? So it's two terutzim later. We'll see in Pesach of Yud Aleph, Pshan al Gemara. One Pshan al Gemara was the shaila was Rabzeira. One time is he held that he was a terosa menosli. We have in the Mishnah terosa and menosli. You have no chiyah to daven. You only have a chiyah to say krishma if you terosa menosli, but not to daven. So mainly the Rebbe held that they have a din of terosa menosli. They don't have to go daven. So mainly he told them stay by shir better. And the Talmud held no. I'm not at the madrega terosa menosli. I have a chiyah to daven. The other pshat says no. Even without terosa menosli, the shaila was it was like 5 minutes before shkia. So Talmud told I have to go daven now. Rabbi held no. Why did he have to go prepare himself? Because he wanted to prepare himself to daven. He wanted to make hachonis. So the Rabbi told him, no, what's the best hachonis to do? Learning Torah. Learn Torah and then go daven. So the learning is the hachonah. So at the time of your Messiah, if you want to go and leave, he says, if you go away from learning Torah, even your Torah, your tefillah won't be nishma. Right. When is it called you beginning to make the psak din? So we had halachis for Shmon Esrei that you could that once you already started the psak, you don't have to stop to daven mincha. What's called ascholas din? Reb Yirmiyah, Reb Yonah, chadama meshiyasat fu hadayon. When the yonah might put a talis on before they started the paskin, they put a talis on. Trashi kishapoyskin v'din meimasai meimas shchina from the emos of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, they put on a talis. Another reason is for shloyif merosh lekan lekan. The head should not turn lekan lekan. Will say daitim yushavas aleim. They should have doubt to know the emes of psak. So they used to put on a talis before they started to paskin. That's called the yonim started the din. But if they did this, they're not mechuyev now to stop to daven mincha. They can finish the din. The chadomim mishayif tochul baladinim. No, not when they put on a talis, but when the people start saying their tainus in front of the dayan. So the marvel of pligi, ho di aski the osi bedina. One is talking about he was already oisig the din before this. So he already put on a talis before. Now he's going from one din to another din. So what's called the aschol of the second din? When they say the tainus. The first case, when we told him putting on your talis, well, you didn't have any psak yet today. So how do you start your psak? First you put on a talis. That's called aschol of sadin. The yosef din. More Rav Ani Rav Asi. Have a yasvi v'garsi ben yamudi. They used to sit and learn ben yamudi between the pillars of the building. The chol shos of the shos, like every few minutes, have a tavchi avrod, used to like bang on the outside door, the dosha, the yamri, a yikod yistle din al yayel, falesi, whoever has a din terror, a shayla come and ask us a psak. Because even though they were sitting and learning terror, they held a zichtet to go out to ask people, if you have a psak, you could ask us. Rab chizda v'rabba barafuna, have a yasve bedina kuluyayma. They were sitting and passing the whole day, shaylas. Have you kecholish levayu? The heart started to bother them. So Rashi has two pshat them why the heart bothered them. Rashi kecholish levayu mitzarin shloyosko oisayim b'teira. It bothered them. They were oisik and psak a whole day, like they're dying. They had no time to learn that day. So they were bothered them. They couldn't have time to learn. Is tonal hu Rabbi Chiya barav? So he told him midifta The pasuk says, "Vayamadom al Moshe min haboiker ad erev." That they used their showers by Moshe min haboiker ad erev. Is the kasha b'chitala adaitcha she Moshe yoshev adan kolayon kuloi is terosay mosay nasis? When did Moshe have time to learn Torah? If he stand pasuk the whole day from morning to night, when did he have time to learn Torah? Ella, what's pshat? Loy meloch she kol dayin she dan din emes lamitoi. Any dying that passed in an emes the shaylah is a filu shu'achas, even 1 hour of the day, or one time it means, is malol makosev kilo nase shutev la kodesh baruch b'mayshe bereshis. It's mamashai became a shutev la kodesh baruch. As it means to tell him, you should know, you feel bad. You feel bad, you didn't have time to learn today. You should know, passed in the shaylah is even more important than learning Torah. To become amas a shutev la kodesh baruch. What's the raya? Ksiv hoch, the posik says, here v'yamo do mal moishe min aboyku ad erim. They asked him Shilas Psat. Uksivosum Vayera Vayivika Yemechot. So Mela, it's such a chosh of a zach, so meant to say, don't feel bad you didn't learn today. Shrashi, Tony Lechia Barav, Shegodu Scharhat the Yonim. It's a very big schar you get for the past in the Shilah. Where it's thorough and don't feel bad. That's one pshat. Shrashi Vulay Nira. Shrashi goes like this pshat. The Ainza Mashmoit Lotchin Levayu. It's not the pshat, the heart. First, it meant the heart felt bad, they felt faint. And a loshin cholish datayu. It should have said a loshin cholish datayu. They had a bad feeling. The loshin cholish levayu that the heart felt bad. Loshin tainus. So it's not that they're fasting. Shloi sodu kol hayom. They didn't eat anything the whole day. So they felt weak at the end of the day. They were fasting the whole day. They had no time to eat lunch or breakfast. So they felt bad. Is tonu luchia barav. He told him, Shein tzrichim leisha lidin kol hayom. You know you're doing wrong. Like Yisro told Moshe, you don't have to sit yourself and fasting the whole day. Elamiksa sayoim, just passing part of the day, make up hours. From 9 to 1, you'll be a poisik. Umashom, min aboyka, the poisik says, Moshe stood. Min aboyka, there, if Zokta medrishu, shechoshev adove kemaisa bresha shenema vayelam aboyka. It's only a drosh and a poisik. But really, Moshe didn't stay the whole day to pass in the shaylas. He did just a little part of the day. Why does the pasuk say min aboyke about erev to make this drosh to say that if you do pass in emes la mitoin, the imam is coming shoot up in a kodesh baruch hu. The second Torah doesn't know it yet. This could be as after the drosha. The Torah says here, Torah must say, "Mashma diyodiv din mitam uteru." For it's a raya that din is better than learning Torah. What did the Torah ask the Moikon? Shein mumchin shepom noitam achashoychem. If you're not a good dayan, then you shouldn't be a poisik. But if you're a good dayan in a chlam, it's mashmi, it's more chashiv the dayan is than the limud Torah, the din Torah. Right. Admosa yesh medin. So now by saying you're not supposed to pass in the whole day. So Matchilu, what's the corner? How long should a dayan keep his dayanus open, his desdin open? Amar Rav Sheshes ad zman suda. Until the zman suda, we'll soon see what it is. The first 5 hours, the first 6 hours of the day. Omar Rav Choma Mikro, what's the right in the posik? The posik says Iluchu Eretz Shemalkeich Noar. It's a bad thing that your melo should be like a nar. The sorayich baboyke yechelu when you sorim to eat in the morning, ashrech eretz tov is good the eretz shemalkeich ben chur. If your malke your melech is a ben churin, the sorayich beis yechelu the gvura. He should be yosik in gvura v'lo bashasi. Not in stam drinking yain, stam shikras, but be yosik in gvura. We dashin be gvura shel torah v'lo b'shtiyah shel yain. That the melech the dayin should be yosik in torah and not in shtiyah shel yain. So you see, it's telling this man of achilo. So kol zaman dachilu, the first 3 hours of the day, that's when the dayan should have his dayanus open, and after they should close it. Rashi shemakecha dayencha shadayin kore melech. Shenema melech v'mishpat yamod eretz. Turn around, Bonin. How is the case that say that when you're supposed to eat? Shor rishoyna maicheludim. It's the first hour of the day. Now, the poshet means whenever you get up, it's called the first hour. So the first hour when you're up, who eats then ludim? Rashi uma shakurin kalmbish cannabis. Canapoles, we call them. Yeah. V'yoichle odim hein. They eat people. They rub us on them. They're very hungry. They're hungry people. So they can't go an hour without eating. So who, if they get up the first hour, that's the month for them to eat. Shania, the second hour of the day, Michael Liston. Liston, they worked hard the whole night. They steal the whole night. That's when they work. So male, it comes the morning. They're tired and they're hungry. So by second hour, they have to eat already. Shlisha is the third hour of the day, is Michael Yoshim. Yoshim's people have got a big Yerusha. They don't have to take care, do any work. So they can afford to be lazy. So the third hour, they don't have to do any business. They go teach right away. Revi'i is the fourth hour, the Smeichel Perle. People have to go work. First, they have to do some work. And first, the fourth hour of the day, that's when they sit down to have the Suda. Chamish is the fifth hour of the day, that's Smeichel Kolodim. A normal person, that's when he has the Suda. At the Gemara's times, he used to only have two Sudas in a day. One Baboike and one Beres. They didn't have a breakfast then. So when did they have their first Suda? That was the fifth hour of the day. For the Gemara, Eini. Vomera Popo Revius Zman Suluk Sudula Kolodim. Forget the fourth hour of the day. That's the Zman for everybody. Ella is like this. Revius Michael Kolodim. The fourth hour, that's the Zman teach to everybody. Chamish is the fifth hour of the day. That's Michael Perlin. Shish is the sixth hour of the day. That's Michael Talmid Chacham. He's a Talmud Chacham, gets up in the morning. The first thing he goes to sit and learn. And he learns and learns and learns until he gets tired, until he gets hungry. So the sixth hour, that's when he should have a Sudim. Mikan v'elich, and if you wait till after the sixth hour to have your first Suda, it's no good, it's not healthy. If kizurik ever the Hamas, like you're throwing a stone into an empty barrel, it's no good, it'll hurt you. Trashi kizurik, Trashi, Michael Yershin, the third hour, Yershin hoin ra, people that yashin a lot of money, shloi tircho, but enough to have any tircho. V'ein asukim v'doigim loshat achim zinat, they don't have to worry about making a panosa first, v'lasik demlocha. So they could eat the third hour. For a normal person that has to go work. For panosa, first he has to worry about his panosa, and then he'll worry about eating. Kizarek Evan the Hamas, kosher le guf. It's very hot for the guf. Valim nero le kosher le yof. It's not so bad, it's not so good either. That's all. So Kitzur, when it says the diet, just stay open, kosher means the first 6 hours, until the Zman Achila. Omer Abaya, lo yamoran, that's what we say, eat after the 6 hours, very bad for you. El duay toy imidi bitzafri, you had no snack, no breakfast at all. But toy imidi bitzafri, like we do, we have some little breakfast in the morning, less than bo. Then you can wait to have your lunch for even after the 6th hour. Then it won't be shver kosher to you. Omer Rav Ada Barava, mispal lodom tfilosim beis hamerches. Inside the beis hamerches, there's still a lot of davin. You like to say Shemon Esri, you like to say Hashem's name. Nesef et Markasha Hanichnas lebeis hamerchat. We go into a beis hamerchat, the bath house. Mokim shebnei mokim shebnei odom. Oim dem levushim. Agdom is like Rashi says. There are three different rooms in the bath house. The first, you come into one room. That's the outside room. That people are all dressed. You come in there, maybe take off your hat and your jacket. That's all. But everybody's dressed in the outside room. Then they walk in the middle room. That's where you get undressed. And some people are dressed and some people are undressed there. Then from that room, you go into the third room, the real merchat, we take your shritz, you go by Mokim Zeyah. So there are three different halachas to these three different rooms. It's like this. Hanichnas lebeis merchat. Mokim shebnei odem oim dim levushim. The first room that everybody is still dressed there. Yesha mikri lada learn teru tefila. You lada daven there also. The ain serach lay mishila shalom. Avad, you can stand give shalom aleichem to somebody. Or many yet tefila. You could even put tefila on there. You even have to take off your tefillin. You're allowed to put tefillin on mechila. It's the outside room of the merchat. It's a regular room. Mokim she b'nei adam oim demarumim ulevushim, the middle room where people start to get undressed there. So some people are undressed and some people are dressed there. It depends. Yesham shila shalom. There you're allowed to say shalom aleichem. You're allowed to speak Hashem's name. The ain shom mikra, but you're not allowed to learn Torah there or tefila. You shouldn't say tefila. Good, and you shouldn't say any brachas there. V'yein chervas tefillin, but you're not mechuyu to take off your tefillin. But v'yein a maniach lechatchila. If you didn't put on your tefillin yet, you're not supposed to put them on in the middle room of the merchats. Right. Well, that's a shaila. Some shita say even if nobody's there, and some people say only there are some people there. Right. If there's nobody there, there's some people. Some achrayim amekel. Mishmur brings down both halachas. What? Right, square the middle room. Hazin of the middle room, like our dressing room. Right. Mokoim shebnei adam oim demarumin. Inside the base of America, so everybody is undressed there. Then ain't shem shila shalom. You're not allowed to say shalom aleichem there, because shalom is Hashem's name. Can't say it in front of an orman. And the ain't sorach leima mikra avadi. You can't say Torah there. Well, tefillin, you can't daven there. Well, chayyus tefillin inside the inside room where people are undressed, you have to take off your tefillin. The insorach leim meshenem aleichem emshiti, you can't put on your tefillin. So Mel it's shver the first din. How could he say you're allowed to go in? He said, "Amirvad barava mispar lodim tefilosim veisam erchot." He said you're allowed to daven. Poshin he meant even in the inside room, and here was Saint Clarence Osser on the inside room. It's Osser. And the Gemara, ki kama ravad barava vemerchot shein bayodim. Talking about a merchat that nobody's there. So there, inside, you're allowed to do it. for the Gemara of Omer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Merchat Shomru, this base hapnimi, the inside of the Merchat, Afal Pi Shein Vayodim, even though nobody is inside it, and who are then base Akise Shomru, the same Malach in a base Akise, you're not allowed to say, Divrei Torah, inside a base Akise, what base Akise are we talking about? Base Akise Shomru, Afal Pi Shein Vayodim, even though there's no Tzaya there, like before. No.